life-changing radio. One Love Radio. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the news at 13, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines. Kabuta pledges settlement upgrades ahead of Kitwa's mayoral race. EFZ urges clergy to avoid AI-generated church sermons. Locals dispute Nigerian army claim of 31 rescued after Easter attack. And Zesco United suspension lifted after agreement with league. And now the news in detail. Aspiring Kitwe Mayor Charles Kabuta has outlined an ambitious plan to upgrade settlements and improve service delivery across the city as the August elections approach. Speaking under the banner of the Tonsi Alliance and the BM8 movement, Kabuta emphasized his commitment to working closely with ward councillors to drive meaningful development through council-backed resolutions. He noted that such measures would pave the way for the provisions of essential amenities and significantly improve living standards for residents. Kabuta further highlighted that his administration would prioritize the delivery of key services, including the construction and rehabilitation of markets and bus stations, expansion of electricity access, provision of clean and safe water, improved road infrastructure, and the development of quality healthcare facilities. The president of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Party, Charles Chanda, has started fulfilling key pledges made during the party's major conference held last November. As of April 5th, 2026, Mr. Chanda has initiated the procurement of vehicles and the distribution of smartphones to provincial party officials in line with commitments he made following his re-election. Mr. Chanda was re-elected as party president during a conference held on November 15, 2025 in Lusaka. The event, hosted at Villa Elizabeth Lodge, drew 250 delegates physically, with an additional 250 participants joining virtually from across the country's 10 provinces. And now, still in local stories, President of the United Front for a Strong Foundation, Brian Senga-Lumbwe, has issued a strong critique of Zambia's religious leaders, professionals and educated elite, accusing them of failing to contribute meaningfully to the country's political and economic development. Mr. Lumbwe has argued that key sectors of society, including clergy, engineers, economists, accountants, architects, and media practitioners, have not lived up to their responsibilities in shaping ethical leadership, accountable governance, and a functional economy. He suggested that religious leaders have not effectively upheld moral standards in politics, while professionals across various fields have fallen short in applying their expertise to improve governance systems and national development. According to Mr. Lumbwe, the collective failure has contributed to the country's ongoing struggles with economic inequality, weak accountability, and limited progress.
Democracy by nature is about debates, discussion, and exchange of ideas. It is not about keeping votes secret. It's about sharing ideas with mutual respect. And therefore, ideas, no matter how good they are, if they are not shared, debated, and solutions found for the nation, then those ideas count for nothing. The spiritual knowledge possessed by the religious leaders, then the clergy, the technical knowledge possessed by professionals in Zambia has gone to waste, because the whole idea of religion is uplifting of moral standards. The whole idea of education is to resolve problems.
The reintroduction of free education in Zambia under President Hakainde Hichilema has significantly expanded access to schooling, with more than 2.6 million children reportedly returning to classrooms across the country. The policy, which has drawn comparisons to the era of Zambia's founding president Kenneth Kaunda, is aimed at removing financial barriers that previously prevented many families, especially in rural areas. Communities in remote districts such as Shangombo, Chavuma, Kaputa and Dundumwezi have particularly benefited, as parents who once struggled to afford school fees are now able to enroll their children.
Further, in an effort to accommodate the over-enrollment of learners in schools and make the learning environment conducive, government embarked on a robust infrastructure development by building more schools and rehabilitating old ones and equipping them with local-made desks. It's also worth noting that government recruited more than 40,000 teachers in an effort to improve the quality of education. Institutions of higher learning now have access to reintroduced education bursaries and meal allowances. All in all, President Hakainde Hichilema has demonstrated a strong commitment to promote free education and improve citizens' welfare.
This is Church News.
Now, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, has urged members of the clergy to desist from relying on artificial intelligence, AI, to generate church sermons. EFZ Executive Director Alan Kasungami says the word of God preached at the pulpit must be inspired by God through prayer, preparation and reflection rather than being generated by AI tools. Reverend Kasungami acknowledged that while the clergy may use AI to support their work, it should not be the source of sermon content. He encouraged the clergy to dedicate time to studying the Bible and engaging in prayer before preparing sermons for their congregations. Reverend Kasungami further stressed the importance of remaining rooted in the true gospel and avoiding sensational preaching aimed at attracting large numbers. With that story wraps up our local news stories. We take a short break. When we come back, we have international and sports news. Stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
Thank you for staying tuned.
International news. International.
In international news, residents of a Nigerian community have disputed the army's assertion that it rescued 31 civilians held hostage following a Sunday morning church attack in the north. The army had said that it freed the civilians seized by gunmen who had raided a church in Ariko, Kaduna State, during Easter celebrations. The authorities said 5 civilians had been killed, but a local church official put the number of dead at 7. But the president of the Ariko Community Association, Joseph Ariko, told the BBC that the captives were still unaccounted for and asked the army to name the rescued.
Now sports.
The Zambian Premier League has lifted the suspension of Zesco United, allowing the club to immediately return to league activities. The decision follows a mutual agreement between the league and the club to withdraw a court case that had prompted the disciplinary action. Zambian Premier League Head of Communication Christina Zulu, the development says the development clears the way for normal proceedings to resume with Zesco United's Week 20 fixture against Green Eagles set to go ahead as scheduled. The league has expressed optimism that all remaining issues between the parties will be resolved amicably, ensuring the smooth continuation of the season. Now that's all we had for you on the news, but before we leave, a recap of the stories that made headlines.